Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are joining us for the Noah and Christine Show. And this is the place where if you are here, you are here because you are ready to make sure that the happy stays in your happy couple. So whether you're dating or single or in relationship with a romantic partner, you're in a relationship with somebody, right? We're all in relationship with somebody. I guess unless we're on a desert island, every single one of us is in relationship.
I don't think they have internet or radios on those desert islands, no people.
All right, so everyone listening, you are in relationship. And here's the thing. This is a great quote. I'm going to quote a very, very smart person. The person's name is Noah Martin.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. And this is what Noah Martin said, although I think it actually might be a combination quote from the both of yours. I think you said half of it, and I said half of it, and we came together up with this quote. But this is true, so everyone just open up your ears to this piece of love truth. A relationship is either the wind beneath your wings or the chain around your neck. Now, guess which one? I'll say that one more time. A relationship is either the wind beneath your wings or the chain around your neck.
I have to say, that is so true.
Well, it's good that you think so because you came up with half of it.
That's true. And I have to say that the combination is even better than my piece.
So I'll guess which part of Noah came up with and which part Christine came up with. I'll give you a hint. I'm the wings and Noah's the chain. So we've been talking a lot about relationships that we do here on this show, and there's this thing that happens when we think about relationship and how relationship is supposed to be, there's supposed to be some perfection, that there's some perfect way that relationships are supposed to be. This morning I was just opening up a birthday card from my mother, and my relationship with my mother is far from perfect in the way in which one would think perfection is, right? It is not a Hallmark card relationship. And I think we put this crazy pressure on ourselves to have these perfect relationships, or we have these expectations that our relationships should be perfect. Or worse, we are ill-equipped to deal with the imperfections in relationship.
And it's so funny because you think we would get good at it because we get to see it almost every day. You would think at some point we'd turn to go, you know what? I understand how to manage that I'm not perfect and my partner's not perfect. And yet we don't.
Well, we don't because we don't even look at it that way. And today on the show, this is what the show is all about, everyone. This is super exciting. Like, open up your ears, open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your spirits, and tune in because today you are going to relationship school. Uh-huh. Relationship school. And not the kind of school that you'd have to sit down in a desk and
I promise no detention.
No detention, no boring teachers, no we're going to lecture at you. But we are going to share with you. We're going to share with you something today called Wabi Sabi Love, which is all about the art of being in imperfect relationships. And it really is an art. It's an art that Noah and I have really, I think we've pretty much mastered it. I mean, we're not perfect because it's not about being perfect, but we are perfect within the imperfection of being able to be imperfect in our imperfect relationships.
Well, and I'm excited to have our guests on today who are going to help us talk about wabi-sabi love, Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard. Ariel wrote Wabi Sabi Love, and her partner Brian Hilliard is going to be on the show a little later to tell us all about their experience with it.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to get the double duo couples on how you can actually put these ancient principles, Wabi Sabi. Well, I don't even really know where Ariel will fill us in and where it comes from, but I do get this idea of being releasing releasing the sin of perfection. So by the end of our show today, we would like for you all to be able to leave releasing the expectation of perfection and opening up your heart and building up some skill sets, some real tools that you can use in your relationships to deal with the imperfections in a way that creates more love and more happiness.
Well, I keep thinking about, I was having a conversation with my sister yesterday, and she works in manufacturing. They always talk about Six Sigma this and Six Sigma that. And this is like this manufacturing criteria that things have to be perfect to like this extent of like 99.9999%. And the thing is, we as human beings aren't that way. We are imperfect a lot more often.
And Noah is for sure imperfect a lot more often.
Okay. So, Christine,
I'm
going to out myself on this thing. So, Christine and I work together, and we get a lot of phone calls. And almost none of them are for me. Like, they're either somebody who wants to talk to a customer service person, or there's somebody who wants to talk to Christine, and one out of 50 or so are actually for me. And I have developed this really interesting habit. I don't answer the phone.
He sits right next to the phone, y'all. He literally is, it's not even a foot away. It's literally inches away from him. And the phone rings, and not only doesn't he not answer the phone, he doesn't even look at the phone. Because it has caller ID on it, which we pay for, which we do so that we can see who's calling. Because there might be someone that would be important to pick up for.
Yes, absolutely. It is but yet I have trained myself to not react to the phone.
And so this occasionally drives me crazy. So for all of you out there listening right now, I want you to imagine something, a person in your life that you're in relationship with, and this could be romantic or non-romantic, that sometimes does things that drives you crazy. All right? You got the person in mind? All right? Noah's going to be my person. You're going to be my person. Okay, Noah?
Okay.
All right. So you got your person in mind. So when they are driving you crazy, doing whatever they're doing, which, you know, by the way, has really nothing to do with you, but everything to do with them. But it doesn't matter. It still drives you crazy. So my question to all of you is, so what's your normal reaction in that situation when that person acts, in your mind, imperfectly, right? There's something that would be the perfect reaction for them to take in a situation. So, for example, Noah, it would be perfect if you would turn around and look at the phone, and if the phone was somebody that you knew or someone that you thought I might want to talk to pick up the phone and be like, hello, you know, the Noah and Christine show, or hello, expanding possibility, or hello, whatever you wanted to say, that would be the perfect reaction in my mind, right? In my mind. But you don't do this. So what do I do? I don't know if it would be imperfect, but perfect reaction in that case for me is to get angry and be like, what is wrong with you? Like, you know, and I think I yelled at you today and I stomped up the stairs because I missed an important phone call. So I had to walk all the way up the stairs in the rain to be able to get the phone number to call the person back because no one didn't turn around to answer the phone when I said, this person's calling, and the phone actually rang. I told him the person is calling and the phone rang and he still didn't turn around and pick up the phone.
Because I don't need to hear the phone anymore.
Crazy making. Right, so you have your person, right? You know the person, that there's something that happens in your relationship with someone that makes you crazy like this. So when I got angry at you and stormed upstairs, is that going to be effective? I'm wondering.
No, I don't think it'll have any impact at all. It'll actually probably kind of make me want to not answer the phone more.
So, Noah, if I had a pillow right now, I might hit you with it. What could I do, Noah, in that case, that would actually allow you to actually change your imperfect behavior? Or is it just not realistic? You know, is it not real? Is it unrealistic for me? Should I accept that imperfection? Just like the fact that you imperfectly stack weird quarter stacks. Like Noah has this habit of stacking quarters all over the house in like little piles, like there's little Karens everywhere. Is this just part of like what would you want me to do?
I don't have any particular desire about this one way or the other, I guess is what I would say.
I would like for you to answer the phone.
Oh, well, so that's something that you want.
So when you're in a relationship, so everyone out there is listening, they're focused on you right now. Noah, tell us what we're supposed to do, Noah.
I guess I'd ask the question, why is this so important to you? Like, that's, like, the thing is that everyone in your life does something that you don't particularly love. Like, everyone does this thing. It makes you a little nuts. You do things that make me nuts. I do things that make you nuts. But when you look at the whole thing, it's not a big deal. And so I would recommend, like, looking at the perspective. And if for some reason it's really important to answer the phone, and so far it really hasn't been, we have an answering machine.
Well, you haven't asked me the question, so Noah just said, let's see if it works, y'all. Okay, so why do I turn into a Texan whenever I'm on this radio show with you? I am not from Texas, but the y'all thing just kind of, I just like, you know, feel so, I'm just loving you all out there. I feel like it's just like bringing it all down home. So, Noah, ask me the question.
How does this fit into the bigger picture?
No, that was the question.
Oh, what was the question?
The question was, why does this matter to you? Why is this
important to you?
Why is this so important to you?
Why is this so important?
This is a really good question, because I actually have an answer for this. And I dare all of you to ask, to tell your person that makes you crazy, this makes me crazy. And I know you're not doing it to make me crazy, but would you do me a favor and just ask me this question? And they'll say, what's the question? And you say, I'd like to know why this is important to you.
Why is this important to you?
This is important to me because when people call us on our business line, I would like for them to feel received. And that's number one. Number two is I hate having to answer to check voicemail. It's like a thing. I don't know why. I don't like it. I just freaking don't like hate it. It makes me crazy. So if there are people that I don't have to send in a voicemail, then I don't have to deal with all of that. Then it's just a lot easier. So that's why it's important to me. I like people to feel taken care of. I like to receive the people that are calling us, so it makes us happy that they know that we care about them. And then also because I really just like voicemail. So how does that land with you?
Well, I understand it better. And I'm not sure that I'm going to change.
Well, are you willing to change? Are you willing to at least just look at the phone?
I'm willing to look at the phone.
That's all I ask. And then make a decision of whether you want to pick it up or not.
Okay. I will make a conscious decision as to whether I want to pick it up or not.
Okay.
I'm totally willing to do that.
Awesome. So, y'all, this is what you do. It's super simple. This is what is one tool. So, I want you to go out into your life and use it. Relationship. Makes you crazy. Ask the person to tell you, why is this so important to you? Tell them why they're so important to you. And then ask them if they're willing to do something, even if it's just one little thing. Noah did not promise to pick up the phone, but he was willing to actually look at the phone. So I'm okay with that.
And when we come back, we're going to have Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard share with us secrets of wabi-sabi love.
More wabi-sabi love. More figuring out how to be perfectly imperfect in your relationships and navigate through the crazy terrains of relationships. Stay tuned. You're going to love Ariel. She is called the fairy godmother of love. So stay tuned for some magic over the next 45 minutes as you stay with us. So we'll be back with you soon. You're listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And we'll be right back.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are on the Noah and Christine Show, where we are all about keeping the happy in your happy couple. And I have to say, I am over the moon. Like, if there was a moon and I could jump over it, I would. I would! And I am so excited to be able to bring to you today one of the happiest couples I know. And I can honestly say that because I've been with them in person and seen the love and the happiness between them, and also read about it in these fabulous books that you're about to hear about as well. And you're just going to be in for a big treat today to really feel, not just hear from these great people about what it's like to be in a relationship in which you can be together for 14 years and still be in love and still navigate through the imperfections of relationship and still be happy, but also to really feel the energy that happens when a couple can really live from that place. So today, we're so excited to have Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard on the show. Brian has spent the last 25 years developing and managing and investing in commercial real estate and telecommunications and publishing and film and, wow, he's a busy, lots of really great stuff. And for the past 10 years, he's really made his focus on humanitarian projects as well as assisting nonprofit organizations and fundraising and business consulting. And he's just a renaissance man, as they say. And I've also had the pleasure of meeting Brian in person, and I can let you all know he is also a good man. So for you women out there listening, there are good men out there, and you're going to meet one today. And his beautiful, beautiful soul partner, Ariel Ford, she's spent the last 25 years actually living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's the author of the international bestseller, The Soulmate Secret, which is a fabulous book all about manifesting the love of your life using the law of attraction. And she's known as the Cupid of consciousness and the fairy godmother of love. And this year, she actually just released a new book, which we're going to talk about today, called Wabi Sabi Love, The Ancient Art of Finding Perfect Love and in Perfect Relationships, which is really all about the groundbreaking shift that we've been talking about already today, about how do you have couples show up in deeper, more loving, and more fulfilling relationships. So welcome, Arielle and Brian, to the show. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christina. No, it's an honor. Very, very privileged. Let's have some fun.
Let's do it. Two happy couples. Oh, my goodness. All right, everyone, hang on to your hats, open up your hearts, and let's take a ride into Wabi Sabi Love.
So, Ariel, what is Wabi Sabi Love?
Well, Wabi Sabi is an ancient Japanese aesthetic that honors all things old, worn, weathered, imperfect, and impermanent. And it seeks to find beauty and perfection in imperfection. So imagine that you had a very large vase with a crooked crack down the middle of it. The Japanese would put the vase on a pedestal and then shine a spotlight on the crack. So when you get wabi-sabi love, what you're looking to do is find the beauty and perfection in your own cracks and, most importantly, in the cracks of your beloved.
Well, so Brian and Ariel, I know you've been together for 14 years, and it's 14, right? Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
14?
Yes.
So I'm assuming that you've all seen some cracks and found some imperfections, and I'd love just to hear a little bit, Brian, from you, the love story as it goes between you and Ariel, and how you found the love even through the imperfections. Would you give us a sneak peek into that?
Well, we met a little bit later in life, so we were working out our cracks all along, but we did have a few, and one of them was, you know, we just cleaned up the house a little differently, so the way we managed ourselves in the kitchen was a little different too. Ariel likes to just throw everything around, and it's kind of dangerous in the kitchen with her when she's fixing food or wanting to have a breakfast or lunch or dinner. So sometimes I had to wear a construction helmet because, you know, the forks are flying and the food's flying everywhere. So, you know, that took a while to adjust, and I know it's a minor thing, and that's really what wabi-sabi, you know, love is all about, is just dealing with the smaller issues that do build up in a relationship. But anyway, after time and time again, I got a little frustrated. I'd always go into my heart, but eventually I just realized that, hey, I really enjoyed the mess. I was okay to pick it up myself, and why not just do it yourself and take care of the issue and the problem instead of kind of having it fester or build up. And so over time, even with my construction helmet on, I was able to clean up the kitchen. I didn't get I didn't get hurt too badly. There wasn't any forks or knives coming my way as time went on. Because, lovingly, I just said, "Look, Ariel, I'm just, you know, if you can once in a while, you know, just put the fork and the knife in the sink." And this. So anyway, we managed that. But I just ended up, you know, cleaning up the mess myself, and that was just fine.
Can I borrow that construction hat, Brian? Because I think, Ariel, you and Noah come from the same vein of preparing food.
We are part of the same clan, Ariel. Now, I love the fellow chaos maker in the kitchen.
Yeah. Isn't that what kitchens are for?
Absolutely. If you can't have chaos in your kitchen, where are you going to allow it to be in your life instead?
Hey, don't squash my creativity.
Well, and what I love about what you're talking about and just what you're illustrating is that, like, the two of you are different, right? Like, you're not the same. If you were exactly the same, then it would probably be, it would be called boring love. It wouldn't be called wabi-sabi love. It wouldn't, that spark and that passion. And I know you talk a little bit about these rose-colored glasses that you know, people, that you believe that people should wear rose-colored glasses. Is that correct? That they should be wearing rose-colored glasses?
Well, there was a study done by Dr. Sandra Murray at the University of Buffalo, and she actually proved that people who wear rose-colored glasses, the ones that idealize their partner, have more happiness and satisfaction in their relationship, because she found that the happiest couples are focusing on what's right and not on what's wrong, and she named it the Pygmalion effect. You and I would probably call it a self-fulfilling prophecy. So since as mature adults we get to choose our thoughts and beliefs, why not intentionally expect the best out of our partners? Because when you expect something, you generally get it.
And so how does that show up in your relationship with each other?
My story about Brian is that he's just the best possible human being alive on the planet and is always looking out for my best interest, and that is my self-fulfilling prophecy that comes true every single day.
I love that.
Did you know that, Brian?
Well, it doesn't hurt to hear it from my beloved. I appreciate it. My morning, I wake up every morning as I honored one of my vows that I made to Ariel on our wedding day, and that was to wake up being in love with her as I went to bed being in love with her, and devoting my day to her, and I try to honor that in my own way.
I think I have rose-colored glasses on. My heart just went whoa. And with that kind of love, that's really the power of being able to heal the imperfections. That's what I'm hearing. Like, even in the imperfection of seeing the imperfection, it's this basis or this foundation of love that allows you to move through the things that aren't always perfect. Is that right?
Right, and the thing to understand is that we've been brainwashed by society to seek perfection when it doesn't exist anywhere. And I think the word should be redefined as pure fiction, because there is no perfection. What happens is that we start judging the other person, thinking they're imperfect because they're doing something differently from the way we would do it. But it doesn't mean that they're wrong. It's just not the way we would do it. Like, I was listening to your conversation about Noah not wanting to answer the phone. Brian does the same thing. He'll know when it's ringing, and he'll hand it to me. But he won't say hello. But I will never check the voicemail. I never even think to check the voicemail, but he's always curious to see who called. So he does check the voicemail, and then he tells me, oh, your mother called. You should call her back. And I'm like, what did she say? He goes, I don't know. I just deleted it. So that's the odd thing.
See, Noah, you and I have something in common, too, bro.
Well, yeah, we know what we want to hear and what we don't want to hear. We're clear about what we want, that's all.
Yeah, I hear you. And discernment is...
So if we're not... I love that. Well, and discernment especially. If we're not expecting people to be perfect... And we'll come back to this one. So actually, I also want to say, so Ariel and Brian, if people want to know more about Wabi Sabi Love, where can they find out more about Wabi Sabi Love?
There's two websites. The main one is wabisabilove.com, and you can download the first chapter of the book for free there, and my blog is there. And then if you're somebody who likes lots of free goodies, go to thewabisabibook.com, because it comes with 5 hours of free audios from John Gray and Harville Hendrix and Alison Armstrong and all kinds of other folks. So either site, thewabisabibook.com or wabisabilove.com.
I was on the wabisabibook.com, the website, and reading your blogs the other day, Ariel, and actually today, and was just loving them. They're so sweet and so full of, it sounds like, many different types of relationships. Like, we can use the wabi-sabi love in not just our romantic relationships, but in all of our relationships. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, and you can especially use it for yourself, since, you've got the inner mean girl reform school. I first learned wabi-sabi 20-something years ago, and I was the first one I used it on, because I was always making myself wrong. And once I learned wabi-sabi, I started to find the beauty and perfection in all the things I formerly judged.
I do know all about that. That what we judge on the outside, we judge ourselves on the inside the most harshly. So when we come back, I would love to hear some about, if perfection isn't the standard that we should be going for, then what should we be thinking about when it comes to our relationship? Sound good? Come back to that conversation in just a few minutes.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
We'll be right back.
Oh. Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart. Period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Transform your life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
With our fabulous guest, Ms. Ariel Ford and Mr. Brian Hilliard, who are the authors of Wabi Sabi Love and a fabulous, wonderful, happy couple. Ariel and Brian, are you there?
Yeah, we
sure are.
Awesome. Well, for those of you that are just joining us, we are just diving into how do you, like, stay happy and stay in love in imperfect relationships, because, by the way, they're all imperfect. And we were just talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but we were going to dive straight into, and Ariel and Brian would love to get your perspective on this. You mentioned that you said that perfection is not the goal. So for all of us listening, do not try to strive for perfection in relationship. You actually say you believe that being a perfectionist in your relationship is a dead end to happiness. So can you tell us if that's the dead end, of perfection is the dead end, what should we be focused on and what can we focus on instead so we end up on the road to love and happiness?
Dr. John Gottman, who's one of the world's leading experts on marriage, says that every relationship has 9 or 10 irreconcilable differences, things that you will never agree on, and that's absolutely normal. So I think the place to start is nothing's ever going to be perfect, and it's not supposed to be. You know, Harville Hendrick says the key to a happy marriage isn't about compromise, because in compromise everybody loses a little bit, but it's about finding co-creative solutions. So, you know, Brian, I think first and foremost you have to decide that you're going to make your choices and decisions not what's best for you as the individual, but what's best for you as a couple. And start really thinking of yourself as a team and what's going to most support you, and looking for ways where you can be really creative together. One of the great examples Harville Hendrick gave me was that his favorite thing in life is to get behind the wheel of a car, point it in a direction, and drive for 8 hours. And his wife's favorite thing to do is to stay home and knit or do needlepoint. And if she has to leave the house, she wants to know how long she's going out for and when she's coming back. So their co-creative solution was to buy an RV. That way he's always driving and she's always home.
That is having a good perspective on what's possible. So I have a question that is very personal to me. So, Brian, I have an experience that I call being a book widow, which means there's these moments in the book process where my spouse goes into this room and doesn't return, and I occasionally slide food under the door. How do you both handle the busyness of your, like, you have these passionate, exciting careers that cause you to spend less time together sometimes? How do you handle that piece of the imperfection of your lives together, of the perfection of the things that you're passionate about?
Well, we've, you know, and this is only for us, every couple or every relationship is different with different circumstances, but we were blessed and very fortunate that we met a little bit later. We kind of designed our life together, similar to what Ariel was talking about, and we focus on, you know, our sacred love, which is all about healing and renewing and inspiring and giving us both power to create and do the things we want to do in life, and fortunately we want to do them together. So we're one of those couples that spend a good majority of our entire day together. We work together, we live together, we love together, and it's worked for us, but that requires a lot of internal work, a lot of building a reservoir to have enough resiliency to spend all day together working, playing, and then dancing and loving. So it just works for us. I wouldn't say it works for other couples. I certainly understand the cave concept, and I certainly understand that sometimes I think all of us need to take our own individual time to meditate or do some exercise or have extracurricular activities that really inspire you, and then get filled up with that, and then come back into the relationship with being filled up from some sort of individual exercise. But for us, we do almost everything together, and it works for us.
We understand. Noah and I spend a lot of time together as well, and sometimes it makes it harder, and sometimes it makes it easier. And I think regardless of if you're with each other 2 hours a day or 25 hours a day, oh wait, that's not possible. Sorry, 24 hours a day.
Well, let me add one more thing, and Ariel.
Yeah, go ahead.
And the one thing we did have to manage and work at and be aware of when we first met was we started. We our times in terms of playfulness, our loving times, and then work kind of bled into each other. And because of our personalities, I like to analyze and chat about work, and I used to take that into dinner. But what we learned and what we really talked through and really really paid attention to is that we had to compartmentalize and set up boundaries for these things. Because, again, I kind of overdo it sometimes and tend to want to take my work into the to the play arena, if you know what I mean, or with dinner. You know, we might have a nice, quiet, romantic dinner, but I'd bring our work into the dinner. So Ariel was, which I love and which is so important. She's so laser-like. She established those boundaries immediately. She said, "I can't do it this way." And so, like your example of you and Noah talking on the phone earlier about working out a situation, like not answering the phone, we had to do that with this situation, and we've over 15 years, you know, learned to manage that, and it all works out now.
Part of what he's talking about is that when I'm in work mode, I'm in my masculine energy, and when I'm out to dinner with him, I don't want to be in my masculine energy. So it was really hard for me to be shifting back and forth where, you know, we're at this nice dinner, and suddenly he wants to talk about contracts. And so we had to establish some really strong boundaries about, you know, when and where we were going to talk about work, and it really made a huge difference for me.
That's a really great way to put that. I've never thought about it that way, Ariel, but you're really in a different energy, and I know I find that oftentimes when Noah and I will be on a group call with different people, and when I'm, it's like when you're in CEO or in a taskmaster, or for those that are parents, maybe they're in mommy mode versus, you know, lover mode, you just need to be able to move back and forth between those and have some boundaries. I think that's really good, because then you expect different things from different people depending on what kind of energy they're embodying at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So what would you recommend to people? So there's like, so no matter how loving we are towards each other, no matter how spiritual we are and how evolved we are and all of that, what would you recommend to people? What's one thing that they could do today when they become really annoyed? You know, when we become annoyed with our partner and we really need, like, we see the imperfection, but we don't want to love on the imperfection. We want to crack that vase in half. What would you each recommend to do in that situation?
Well, I
take a time out.
First, acknowledge where you are, you know. you know, they didn't wake up thinking, how can I make you crazy today? But you might want to take a quick walk or meditate or do some breathing or take a bubble bath and try to remember that they're not deliberately trying to make you nuts. And chances are, if it's something that you've been complaining about for a long time and they don't change, then they don't have to change. You have to change. You know, you're just having some judgment that they're doing something because it's not the way you would do it. So maybe there's some way you can add some lightheartedness to it, or make it be fun, or come up with another solution. Like Brian just finally decided he was going to clean up after me because it was just a lot less stressful for him than constantly nagging me to put my stuff in the dishwasher. You know?
Mm.
Being willing to shift and change is an important thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I love the humor part of that. Brian, have you ever do you actually have a construction hat? Have you walked in, like, with a construction hat or a tool belt on just for fun? Like a spatula in your tool belt?
I gave that away a long time ago, but I it would have been funny. But we have other, you know, we have, you know, like Ariel mentions in her book that, you know, when we start acting like, you know, when she starts acting like her mother, who we love, and it's such an amazing woman, but her name is Sheila, and my father was named Wayne, and I start acting patriarchal, or you know, if I start acting like Wayne a little bit, we use that name as a code, and it just snaps us back into the present moment, and it really works for us. So we start laughing because, you know, she used to, you know, in the early days when she wanted something done, she'd like point at me, and she realized, and she tells the story better, but she says, you know, she realizes that she was like Sheila, and
he calls me Sheila.
Yeah.
When you're wearing what, Ari? When you're doing what?
Pants. When I'm wearing my bossy pants.
Yeah.
See, my equivalent is I have a meme paddle for Christine when she's being too sharp in what she has to say. We all have those little things we do to let our partner know without making them bad. It's just to be able to do it more lighthearted. It's really a great way to break that up.
Okay. We just don't take ourselves that seriously, especially together. We really emphasize and put our attention on fun and laughter and going to funny movies and just, you know, not taking ourselves too seriously. It really works for us, you know.
Well, I love that. I love that. I think relationships can be so serious, and I love your just the heart and the soul and the spirit, and also the fun that you're bringing in to people to give them some really simple solutions. And I think that's part of what I really loved about Wabi Sabi Love, and I love about the two of you. And I know that you practice all of these things. I've seen you in person. The love is real. The relationship is real. It all works. Where can people go? Can you just tell us again, Arielle and Brian, where can people go again to get this fabulous book and all the goodies that you've put together to take the teachings even deeper?
Go to thewabisabibook.com. That's the best place.
Thewabisabibook.com. And that's where people can also get the first chapter of the book?
No, to get the first chapter, go to wabisabilove.com.
Okay, thewabisabibook.com. That's where you get all the really great interviews. And I've actually been interviewed by Arielle. She's fabulous. She's fantastic. She knows some of the best loved relationship teachers on the planet. The people that you've amassed for those special goodies are awesome, Arielle. So I would just really, really, really recommend anyone go over and grab that. And what was the URL one more time?
Wabisabilove.com or thewabisabibook.com.
Awesome. Fabulous. And make sure to sign up for her blog. It's super fun. Brian and Arielle, thank you so much for coming on and for helping us learn how we can actually give up the perfection. Like, I have to say, I have shed 50 pounds just from letting go of all that perfection stuff. And I'm going to practice Wabi Sabi Love starting right now with you, Noah.
Thank you both for joining us.
Yeah, and much, much love to you both.
All right.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, so
thank you, Noah.
Okay,
we'll
bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You, too, can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Transformation, Talk Radio. Transformation.
and welcome back, y'all, to the love and happiness in the world of relationships. It's Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are listening to the Noah and Christine Show. And we've been just talking up a storm today about how to, like, deal with, not even deal with, that's the wrong word, how to actually just embrace the fact that your partner is not perfect. And, oh, by the way, neither are you. Hello! And actually, no person that you're in relationship in the whole entire world is perfect. Perfect is boring. Super boring.
And it's a sin to even try to measure thing with perfection. I just, like, it is just wrong to use perfection as your measurement tool for other people in your life. Because if you wouldn't use, you wouldn't want them using that on you, so why would you use it on them?
I know, we do. You heard, we just got off the phone with our guest for today, Ariel Ford and Brian Hilliard, her partner, and Ariel's the author of the book Wabi Sabi Love, and it's a great book, so make sure to go out and pick that up if you have not yet, and you would like some simple ways to bring beauty and love and happiness into your life to really work through it, just to be with the imperfections and have some fun with it. So it's Wabi Sabi, and again, that's W-A-B-I-S-A-B-I is how you actually spell Wabi Sabi, and check out her book, and it's really great, and Ariel's really great, and as is Brian. And what I was really inspired by listening to them, and I want to really inspire you all, because you know that at the end of the program here, we always really like to leave you with a way to take this into your life and really make this real in your relationships. And so I'm really going to dare you all. Love dare time. Love dare time. I'm going to dare you all to take the principles of Wabi Sabi into your life. And this is the dare. To actually go into the relationship, go back into your life. And in every relationship you have, the dare is to expect the person to be who they've always shown you to be. And to not expect them to be anything different. And instead of railing against what you don't like about that person, or resisting it, or complaining about it, or trying to change it, or trying to fix it, actually shifting that and appreciating them for who they actually are. And like Ariel and Brian were talking about, like, really making up the story about who that person is based in your life, based on who they actually are. And I'm gonna take the first run at this.
Oh, you take a run at I'm looking forward to finding out what this is gonna be.
Yeah, you don't worry about it. I just made a promise that I was gonna take the Wabi Sabi into my relationship with Noah. So here's the truth, y'all. I'm a night person. Noah's a morning person. So you probably are a night person or a morning person as well. If you're in a romantic partnership, you probably either have the same or you have the opposite. Now, Noah, this means, gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and at about 10 o'clock he has a light switch that literally turns off. I, on the other hand, have a light switch that doesn't turn on until at least 7:30, really more about 8.
7:30.
I wake up at 7:30. I may not be moving at 7:30, but I'm awake. My light switch goes on at about, if you can stop laughing now. So it goes on around 8:30, and then I have another light switch that turns on. I have two light switches. I have 2 days in one day. About 8 o'clock, I like ramp up again, and I will like, you know, be on until about midnight. So it comes around 10 o'clock at night, and I used to have this really bad habit. I'm asking Noah deep philosophical questions, like at 10 o'clock at night.
At 10?
Yeah, you're asleep by 10:30, so now I'm going to start laughing. So I have a really bad habit, because then what would happen is that he'd want to be connected to me. He'd want to be able to have a conversation with me, because my story about Noah is that Noah's always there for me. Noah's always there to meet me in love, to give me love, to be my, you know, one of my BFFs, my soul partner. He's always there. But at 10:15, Noah Martin, as I know him, cannot be there. Because he's not all there. He is literally going off to wherever Noah Martin goes off to when he actually starts to fall asleep. I mean, literally, you can see it in his face. Like, one eye starts to get bigger than the other eye. You know, for any of you who either have a light switch or know people that have light switches, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, when they're out, they're out. So in the past, I would have expected him to, well, why can't you just, I need to talk to you now, or I would have gotten mad at him, or expected him to be able to stay awake because my body clock was awake and ready to have a deep philosophical conversation. Now, I no longer do that, because I don't expect Noah to be who he's not. I expect Noah to be who he is, which is get up early in the morning, earlier than I do, and to fall asleep before I do. And so what I've done is I've learned to ask no of these questions before 9 o'clock at night. Or I have made friends and created a soul family who also are owls like me. So if I do need to call and talk to somebody at 10 o'clock at night, there's somebody that I can call. Or there's always me, because I am my, you know, I really am my own best friend. So my expectation shifting, instead of making Noah imperfect or wrong, actually created, I think it created, what did it create in our relationship, Noah?
It created actually where we'd actually have these conversations. I mean, truthfully, is that we would try to have these other conversations before, and they would just fail. And you would be frustrated, and I would be frustrated, and everyone would be unhappy.
So right now, in this moment, I want you just to think about a relationship you have and a person that sometimes drives you crazy, or it's not as perfect as you would like to be, and different situations come up for you. And consider, what would it be like? I dare you. We dare you. Daring them to, Noah?
I dare them to.
To actually adjust your expectations to see the person for who they are. Expect them to be who they are. Appreciate who they are. And then you modify your behavior versus trying to change them. And not in a way in which you're compromising, not in a way in which you're putting yourself, you know, last, not in a way in which you're giving up what you really need or you want, but stepping into love. And I think that's the piece I would love to leave you all with, is that while relationships may not be perfect, love is perfect. And so in the imperfections of your relationship, when you can find love, and love is really about seeing somebody for who they are, it's about accepting someone for who they are, and it's about choosing to lean into love and act from love, even when that person is driving you crazy. And if you have to make fun of it, if you have to, you know, just express it and let it go, that's okay. But dare to act from love and dare to lean into love and make those expectations in line with what the person really is. Perfectly them, but imperfect.
They're not who I always want them to be, but they are who they are. And I am going to love them for that person, because that person gives me a lot. And for me, with Christine, oh, I don't have time. Oh, I'm running out of time.
We're going to have to get to it next week, y'all. We're getting to it next week. So remember to get your special copy of The Love Treaty, which is the thing that we know and I do that's kept our relationship happy and strong all these years and totally is all about the wabi-sabi. Go to lovetreaty.com. Make sure to also check out Ariel Ford's book, Wabi Sabi. And more than anything else, bring this into your life and get that relationship in your life happy and full of love. You are the only one that can make that happen. So wishing you more love. Love, more happiness.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of The Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
Ugh. Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.